Welcome to TSTL Talks. Today we'll be discussing fear and its lasting generational effects. This is the story of the experience of a Jewish family, the Herevans, in Europe during World War II, and the fear they experienced. This story comes courtesy of Leah Herevan Collins, who is related to the family. I interviewed Leah, and I'm going to retell the story she told me. The Herevans were a Jewish family living in Romania in the 30s. The Herevans were a four-person family. There was Alda, who was Leah's mother, her sister Gilda, and her two parents. During the 30s, Alda's parents began seeing how Jews were being treated in Europe. They became scared of what could happen to their family. As a result, they decided they would have their whole family converted to Catholicism to protect themselves. When Alda was 9, her family was baptized and inducted into the Catholic faith. After the baptism, Alda's parents explained to her and Gilda that the baptism was just for show and that they were still Jewish in their hearts. After that, the two children became part of a Catholic convent. They spent their days learning about a religion they didn't believe in, but a religion that was the only thing keeping them safe. At the time of all of this, Romania was allied with Germany, so Romania was tasked with what they were to do with their Jewish populations. It was not as dangerous for a Jew to be in Romania as a place like Poland. However, it was still very, very dangerous. In 1947, Alda's father was able to secure her and Gilda citizenship in France. However, her mother and father would have to stay back to make sure that the girls would return at some point in their lives. So, one day, when Alda was just 16, they left Romania alone. Just two young girls. That was the last time they would ever see their home again. France was much better for them. However, even there they did not belong. Day to day, the natural-born French citizens would ask them, "When are you going back to your country?" Alda and Gilda did not belong in Romania. They did not belong in France either. They had no home, just a place to stay, all because of what religion they believed in. Eventually, Alda would marry another Romanian Jew, and they would move to America and have their two daughters, Anita and Leah. Even in a country where they were accepted, Alda and her husband did not practice Judaism. They were scarred from their previous experiences. They didn't even tell their own children that they were Jewish. Leah was only able to truly embrace her background in college, and when she had her bat mitzvah, her Jewish coming-of-age ceremony, her father refused to come to it. He was too scared for her, so he couldn't support her. Recently, Leah's youngest son, Tobiah, told her that he wanted to wear a yarmulke, a traditional prayer cap worn by Jews, in public every day in solidarity with the Pittsburgh shooting survivors. Immediately, she wanted to say no to him, for fear of the dirty looks and rude remarks he might receive. That was this year, 2019. 2019, where society is supposed to have been past that fear and that hate. All his experiences as a child shaped how she would interact with Judaism for the rest of her life. She never really embraced Judaism after the fact. She was rightfully afraid of what might happen to her and her family. Her and her husband didn't raise their children Jewish, and they never embraced the culture again. The fear that Alda experienced had an incredibly large impact on her and her children and her children's children. Fear is a strong thing. It does not go away right after it's experienced. Its effect is long-lasting and can affect more people than who experienced it firsthand. It would be nice to think that the Holocaust was a one-time thing, that in today's society we have gotten past extreme fear, but it's not true. In our society today, we still have police brutality, hate crimes like grave desecration and synagogue and church shootings, and discrimination, as well as many other serious problems. The fear experienced from problems like those is currently shaping the lives of countless people and will shape the lives of countless more, just like it did to Alda and her family. Fear is something we will never be able to completely escape. We can, however, attempt to fight the racism that turns into hate, which causes fear. We can try to prevent more people from getting the lifelong scars that many of us already have. Fear is a strong thing, but if we can learn from the past, we can try to prevent it.